Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Ha'azinu. In the last speech of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, on the last day of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu shares with Bnei Yisrael his hopes, his dreams, his brachot, his challenges in the poem called Ha'azinu. In Parshat Ha'azinu, Moshe describes Bnei Yisrael in a very unique way. Take a look at Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Chet. Says the Torah, Behanchel Elyon Goyim, Behafrido Bnei Adam, Yatsev Givulot Amim, Lemispar Bnei Yisrael. When Hashem, the Elyon, the Most High, when He gave nations, other nations, their heritage, their nachala. Behafrido b'nei Adam, when Hashem splits up b'nei Adam, when Hashem split up people, when He did that, yatsev givulot amim, He set borders for the nations, lemispar b'nei Yisrael, He set up borders for the nations, similar, parallel to the number of b'nei Yisrael. Once again, in English, when Hashem gave nations of the world their heritage, and He split them up, He set up borders of those nations to parallel the number of Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? What's going on here? According to Rashi, this pasuk refers to Hashem dispersing the 70 nations of the world during Migdal Bavel all the way back in Sefer Bereshit. That's Rashi. Rav Kook takes that Rashi, based on the Gemara and based on the Medrash, and he explains it in a very, very unique way. Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kook, as you know, he wrote many, many Sfarim. One of the Sfarim that he wrote is a Sefer called Orot. And in many ways, it is his summary of his religious Zionist philosophy. It was published in 1920. It was published more than 10 years before he passed away, and it was written by his son, Rav Tzvi Yehuda. The book discusses a wide range of issues, primarily about Bnei Yisrael, or I should say the land of Israel as a religious entity, the uniqueness of Bnei Yisrael, the role and the challenges of the irreligious during the Geula. And in his Sefer Orot, on page 169, Kuf Samach Tet, says Rav Kook the following. Rav Kook says like this, Ribui is trying to explain that pasuk of setting up borders for the nations, paralleling the borders of Jews. What does that mean? Says Rav Kook, Ribui hatzivyonim hashonim shemitchalkim b'amim rabim. Says Rav Kook, every nation in the world is blessed with unique national characteristics, tzivyonim ashonim, different characteristics. Every single nation has its unique specialty, its unique gift, its unique contribution to humankind. And says Rav Kook, those gifts that are divided among the 70 nations, says Rav Kook, kluliim b'Yisrael b'yachar. All of the talents that can be found among the nations of the world also exist in the number, in other words, in the diversity of Bnei Yisrael. The entire uniqueness, the entire diversity, so to speak, of every single nation is actually included in the one. Every single one is actually included in the one nation called Israel. It's incredible how Jews are so often excel in so many different disciplines, in the arts and in the sciences and in literature. Of course, in Torah. Everything, all the various nations with all their various unique characteristics, each one of them is found in one people called Bnei Yisrael. And that is, as Rav Kook continues, the pasuk of Yatsev Givulot Amim Lispar Bnei Yisrael. That's what our pasuk refers to. It refers to the areas of specialization, the Givulot, says Rav Kook, and that is what Rashi refers to. When Rashi said on our Pasuk, in Divrei Matchil Lemispar B'nei Yisrael, Rashi says that, what does it mean, the nations of B'nei Yisrael, the number of B'nei Yisrael? Rashi says it refers to the Shivim Nefesh Shel B'nei Yisrael Sheyardu Lemitzrayim. Says Rashi, Heitziv Gvulot Amim Shivim Lashom. That is the 70 Jews that entered Mitzrayim way back at the end of Sefer Bereshit. Those 70 Jews correspond to the 70 nations of the world and the 70 languages in the world. That is, the entire diversity of the world is included in the diverse Jewish nation. This is, by the way, the reason why a Sanhedrin has 70 people. It really has 71 because you're not allowed to have an even number, but it always refers to 70. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshat Be'alotcha, a Sanhedrin is supposed to, he called up for Esveli Shivim Ish. A Sanhedrin is supposed to, both symbolically and in reality, a Sanhedrin is supposed to encompass all ideas, all notions, all opinions. And that is part one of this idea of Rav Kook, that we have a huge, eclectic world, but that entire world and all its talents and characteristics and uniquenesses are all encompassed and embodied, says Rav Kook on this pasuk, embodied in B'nai Yisrael. However, says Rav Kook, there is, of course, a disadvantage. There's a con to this. Mitoch kach, says Rav Kook, heim alulim yoter lepirudim u'machlokot pnimim. Says Rav Kook, the fact that there are various opinions, different perspectives, varying outlooks, this also means that we are more predisposed, chas v'shalom, to division, to civil discord, machlokot pnimiim, internal strife. Because that's what happens, unfortunately. A person who excels in this sometimes has a hard time recognizing and appreciating someone who excels in that. And it's very hard to see somebody else's perspective. Umitoch kach, says Rav Kook, yecholim lihiyot leolam am levadad, mibli lihitarev bein ha'amim, be'ein machsor kol hanetiyot v'akishonot ha'shonim. It turns out that because of our diversity, in theory, we have the ability to live alone, without any necessity for and without any involvement of the talents and characteristics of other nations. And Rav Kook quotes a Gemara from Masechet Chulin. The Gemara is found in Daf Nun Vav Amud Bet in Masechet Chulin. It's a Gemara. Rav Kook doesn't quote the whole Gemara, but it refers to a Gemara that Rabbi Meir used to say. He quoted a pasuk earlier in Ha'azinu that the Jewish people are a community where all different kinds of people are found. The Gemara that he quotes literally is Kracha de Kula Bay. We are, so to speak, a village or a city, so to speak, that everything is in it. You know, sometimes you have, even in the world that we know of, there are certain cities that has everything. If you go to a small little village, they make shoes. Okay, so you're not going to find computers there. If you go to a village where there's a lot of tailors, okay, so you're not going to find, I don't know, scientists. But you go to certain large cities, it has everything. And we, says Rabbi Meir in the Gemara, we have it all. Says the Gemara, Mimenu Kohanav, Mimenu Nevi'av, Mimenu Sarav, Mimenu Malachav. Says Rabbi Meir in the Gemara in Chulin Nunvav, and this is what Rav Kook is quoting, we're a city that comes, everything comes out of them. Priests and prophets and princes and kings and everything. And paupers, chas v'shalom, and water carriers and wood choppers. We've got it all. In short, says Rav Kook, B'nai Yisrael have the tremendous gift and a tremendous challenge. It's a double-edged sword. We have so many varying characteristics. We are independent. We're multifaceted. We're multi-talented. But all those things can also, chas v'chalila, lead to disintegration. So what's the remedy? How do we make sure that we utilize every single one of our talents, every single one of our facets, without chas v'shalom turning to strife? Rav Kook continues. HaTorah kula. Shemichalelet be'oz otzmuyut zgulotea uveshovi orchot chayeha et haklal kulo vet kol pratav hi hatris bifnei haperudim. Says Rav Kook, the trees, the shield to make sure that prevents disintegration is the Torah. That's it. The Torah, when we all focus our energies towards the Torah, on the Torah, we learn from the Torah, well, that means that we all have one common goal. We are able to unite all of our disparate talents, all of our disparate characteristics. We can unite them, but only with it when they are focused on a common good. And that common good is developed by the Torah. When that happens, our various groups, our various talents become a bracha. And then it's the scientists, so to speak, who are focused on the Torah to create a better nation based on the Torah. And then the shoemakers are based on the Torah and focused on the Torah to create a better nation. And the lawyers and the doctors and the shoemakers and the water carriers, everybody is focused on that central point, the Torah. How do I live? How do I live with my neighbor? How do I live with my family? How do I get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All that through the disparate nature of the Torah and everything that it encompasses. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocha to celebrate the differences of every single person, to recognize and to learn from Lo Mei Mikol Adam, from every single person, what makes them tick, what makes them strong, and how I can contribute to them, and how I can use my unique characteristics and my unique talents to the betterment of the people that are called Bnei Yisrael. And when that happens, Achdut has to be. And Emir Tzashem, when that happens, Mashiach is only around the corner. We should all be Zoche Emir Tzashem. Have a Shabbat Shalom and a Chag Sameach.